Everybody, welcome. Welcome to our good news segment. I am so thrilled to have Commander Denise Rowan joining us here today, elected National Commander of the 2 million member American Legion. This is something that for many of you out there, this is quite an accomplishment. But that actually pales to what Commander Rowan's message is today. Today, it's about family first. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out here now. U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan promotes family first. Commander Rowan, great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's great to be with you today.
What amazing accomplishment your life, as I think about it and what you've achieved. And, you know, I think to, for me to actually be being able to say Commander Rowan, that is an accomplishment in itself. So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Family first is equally important, isn't it?
It is. And when I look at our military families, so those of us who have served, when we left home to go to basic training, we found that we had a new family during basic training because we needed to support and take care of each other during that process. So we got new brothers and sisters in basic training, and then we went on to a new duty station. And we, again, found another family while we were there. And from location to location where our military personnel go, they find that they have new family members, new people they need to depend on, just like a family. And when we got out of the military and my husband and I landed in a town that we weren't originally from, we found our new sense of community within the American Legion family of the Legion, our auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, our Legion Riders. And then as we're 9/11 happened and we're going to deployment ceremonies with our National Guard and Reservists, and we're talking to them and we're saying, what can we do to make sure that you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? Their answer is always, take care of my family first. So that's what the American Legion really is all about. We're taking care of our veterans and their family, our military personnel and their families. And when you look at all of the mission of what the American Legion is all about, and we make sure our children and youth are safe in this nation, I always look at it and say the American Legion family is taking care of our nation's families. And we just make sure that people feel like they're loved and supported across the communities, because I believe that we're put on the earth to take care of one another and make sure that people can feel safe.
Wow. You know what? I have to tell you, this is, for me, hearing you speak about this. You and I are two peas in a pod, as my folks like to say. And that is because I do think we've been put on Earth to take care of each other. Otherwise, Commander, you'd have been given your planet and I'd have been given mine. But that's not it. And, you know, for me, I think about my family and, you know, my relatives, people that served. And what I discover is exactly what you said. You know, they're finished. There they are. They end up at a place they're not quite sure about. But there is a camaraderie that is important to understand. More importantly, though, is there are things that show up after service that if you're not in service, you don't have a clue about. But that doesn't mean that we still don't, you know, help families and family first and try to figure out new ways to understand how everyone can thrive, Commander, everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why this coming Veterans Day, and, you know, every day of the year, I'm asking and encouraging American Legion posts across the nation to open their doors to the community and invite the community in. Not only will the community be able to see what we're doing within the American Legion and all of the services that we provide the community, but we do. We have that sense of camaraderie. And there may be veterans out there or veterans family members who need that extra support of people who understand what they've been through and are willing to actually sit down and listen with that ear and the mindfulness that somebody might be having some problems and they need to get the help. And through the American Legion family, through that listening, we can get people the help they may need. Or if it's just a matter of somebody to support them for one day that they may be having a difficult time, that's what we do. We make sure that we're there for them, just like we want our family to be treated.
You know, we have a network here. I know that you're calling in for a very specific station, but I am the owner of the Transformation Network, and we have the ability to implement multiple channels. As a matter of fact, we have 10 channels right now. One of my friends said to me, Pat, when are you going to put a channel dedicated for voices that have served? And it's on our agenda to do for 18, a channel where you and many, many people may be able to have their own radio shows, because this is more than an important conversation for me. You know, for the work that I've done, the volunteer work that I've done, the questions I'm getting now, Commander, maybe you can help with this, is how do I help my brothers and sisters that are on the street that are homeless? And being homeless myself, I know what this means, but also, how do we handle the worry about health care, about are we going to be cared for? Are you addressing these type of issues?
We are addressing those types of issues, and I'm going to ask listeners to go to our website, which is legion.org, and you can read all kinds of information about how we are helping. On the healthcare issue, we are doing our best to hold our legislators' feet to the fire to make sure that veterans get the healthcare they need. Those veterans who live in rural areas who are worried about the distance they may have to travel to get to a VA hospital, that they can get care in their local communities through the VA healthcare system. Those veterans who are living on the street, yes, we're very concerned about them. And, of course, the veteran suicide rates, which all comes from the fact of, you know, people just not feeling like they're connected like they should be. As far as homelessness goes, there's a lot of veterans who have get out of service and they just didn't connect to the community, which is where we're opening our Legion homes and saying, hey, come talk to us and learn more about us. But the American Legion is holding job fairs across the nation to help veterans get jobs. And we're also helping helping with making sure that people get connected with the health care that they need. There's all kinds of reasons why people may be living on the street, and we're just there to help them get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
The American Legions across the nation have, they're called service officers, and those service officers are there for veterans to come in and talk to them and say, you know, if you have some benefits that you deserve, that you earned while you were serving, we're there to help you get your claims filed, to get that process taken care of. Really, we're there to listen and get people pointed in the right direction. And again, legion.org is a place to go, but we're working hard with our legislators in Washington, D.C. to say, hey, veterans, we've served this nation. The American Legion is giving back, and the American Legion, through our service, is giving back to the communities and saving our VA healthcare systems millions of dollars by our volunteer work that we're doing in the hospitals. So we're not really asking for a handout. We're saying, hey, we served. These are the things we're looking for. We're doing our part. Come on and do your part. And what we're excited of the fact that when we do go to Washington and we talk to our legislators, that they are concerned about veterans issues also, and they're putting aside their parties, and they're working together to make sure veterans are taken care of. And in the last couple of months, they have passed some pretty major pieces of legislation as far as veterans issues go. One of them being they've enhanced the GI Bill for veterans who go back to school, get home loans, and all that good stuff. So they've enhanced the GI Bill. President Trump, during our national convention in August, on stage, signed an Appeals Modernization Act to help the people who are trying to get their benefits and their, for some reason or other, their claims are being held up to get that process going better. They signed into law an Accountability and Whistleblowers Protection Act so that those people who are working in the VA hospitals who see something that's not right can feel free to report that information. But I'm going to tell you, the VA, the people that I've seen who work in veterans hospitals or veterans healthcare systems, everyone I have met is so happy and so proud to be part of the VA healthcare system and to be taking care of our veterans. And I have to commend them, because nationwide, they're getting the hospitals are getting a bad rap, but the people who are working in those hospitals, they care so much, and you can just tell it how much they care about our veterans when you go and actually talk to them and see them working.
Not only do they care, I've never seen a more dedicated and commitment staff of people, especially when it comes to, you know, issues in psychology and that require just an enormous sense of kindness as well as 24/7 I'm there for you support. And so, yes, I echo that. That's for many people listening, you know, there really is a solution, and you're the one taking it out to the forefront. What would you believe that people listening right now, I know we only have a few minutes, what do you think that folks don't know much about and perhaps should?
Wow, in general, there's misconceptions about what the American Legion is all about and what we do. So, again, I encourage people to go to our website, which is legion.org, and read about us. But I'm encouraging American Legion posts across the nation. Open your doors. Let people come in. Let them see the work you do. We have youth champions. We have scholarships that we make sure that our youth are going to college. And there's amazing young men and women, boys and girls across this nation going through our school systems that you never hear about the good kids. But we have Boys State, Girls State, oratorical scholarship programs. We have so many support networks that are going on that people just may not understand that. They may just think that we're just a bunch of veterans who get together and spend time together and talk, and they're not realizing what we are giving back to our communities.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. My uncle was a member for years and years and years up until his passing. And so, you know, many of us as kids marched in the parades in the Bronx and New York. So there is some hard work, sweat, and tears that you all show up and demonstrate through your action. So thank you for all that you do. I have one last question. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And again, please give out your contact information.
Okay. So my personal message is, it is that family first message. It's about taking care of one another, helping to understand and actually stop and listen. Listen to a veteran, and if they appear to be needing help, get them the help they need. Treat each other like brothers and sisters. That's what we're here for. Our website is legion.org. It's very simple. It's the American Legion. It's just legion.org. Go there. You can learn so much about the ways that we help each other. The American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders are in your communities willing to help.
And I want to congratulate you on not only your service, but for you, the position you hold as the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. And so I love your theme, Family First. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It was an honor to be with you today.
And for those of you out there, please, please not only keep in your memory what our nation's best have done to serve, but bring to the forefront a level of compassion and understanding that enables those that have served to excel just like you do. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.